WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A legal showdown between the White House and the courts. Despite a Supreme Court ruling, a federal judge says the Trump administration has done nothing to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador.
Saying she's gotten no real response to her questions on the steps the government has taken to facilitate the man's release from a Salvadoran prison, Judge Paula Sinis says top U.S. officials involved in the case must now face questions in sworn depositions.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Obama praising Harvard University for rejecting President Trump's series of demands. The White House freezing $2.2 billion in federal funding to Harvard after the university refused to comply with demands to limit campus activism. A two-year-old child wandered away from his Arizona home, found by a rancher 16 hours later, some 7 miles away, unharmed. The rancher says his dog likely protected the boy from a pair of mountain lions. This is ABC News. Police in a Boston suburb have arrested a man who they say entered a courthouse while wearing a gas mask and tactical gear and attacked several people with pepper spray. Soon, the U.S. and Iran will return to the nuclear negotiation table.
Clearly, President Trump in the last 24 hours has doubled down on his threat, saying he would be willing to strike Iran's nuclear facilities if Iran does not step back, if a deal is not done. So the stakes are incredibly, incredibly high going forward. But we've only just had the first round of talks. Next weekend is the second round of talks between the U.S. and Iran in Oman. And I think it's highly significant that Ayatollah Khamenei of Iran has actually at least endorsed this process going forward.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge. Sam's Club is getting a makeover. The retailer plans to remodel all 600 stores with new technology and add 30 new locations. Sam's Club also says it plans to double membership and more than double sales and profit over the next 8 to 10 years. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1, their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations, and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier carrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, a diminishing breeze. Look for low temperatures by dawn to be in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a southeast wind developing. High temperatures warming to the upper 50s, close to 60. Right now, it's 37.
Earl Ingram.
This Wednesday on the Earl Ingram Show, the lead-free crew returns to share the latest updates, followed by Dr. Robert Craig in the second hour to review the week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy tax day, or more appropriately, happy Jackie Robinson Day, number 42. Today was the day, April 15th was the day that he broke the color barrier and, joined what had been previously all white baseball, Major League Baseball. Got a lot to talk about today. This is how democracy dies. One man, one cell, no charges. Also, if you're ever skeptical about the value of boycotts, check out what's going on with Tarjay right now. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, Trump lobs a new threat against Harvard one day after it defied his demands. He thinks he can force them and anyone else he doesn't like to their knees. Will it work? We'll talk about that. And Elon is apparently stealing data on Americans that he could monetize or use in his in what were his investigations for unfair labor practices by the NLRB. I'll tell you about that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Hungary passes a constitutional amendment to ban all public events for gay people. What? And is this, you know, the next thing to come to America? You know, we keep imitating Hungary. Both the Republican Party, the Heritage Foundation, and Donald Trump have all essentially claimed that Viktor Orban is their role model. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. No guests today, by the way, just you and me all 3 hours. Also, the biggest political event in Idaho just took place. Thanks, Bernie and AOC. In the third hour of the program, who's going to win the trade war and what will the toll be on Americans? And why would Trump sabotage the G7's condemnation of the missile strike in Ukraine over the weekend on Palm Sunday? Also, a crazy alert, ChatGPT explains how a rogue GPT or a rogue AI could take over the world. Yeah. Subdue humanity. You meet your, what was it, Hal, you know? I can't open that door, Dave. So anyway, my op-ed today, our daily take is over at HartmanReport.com, and it's titled, "This is How Democracies Die, One Man, One Cell, No Charges." I open this with a quote from the United States Holocaust Museum. Keep in mind, President Bukele of El Salvador refers to himself as Central America's hippest dictator. He calls himself a dictator. He has arrested over 75,000 people without legal process. Many of them are in his prisons, claiming that they're gang members. But, you know, he has altered the constitution of El Salvador. People are not guaranteed due process. So here is the definition from the United States Holocaust Museum. Quote, "What distinguishes a concentration camp from a prison, in the modern sense, is that incarceration in a concentration camp is independent of any judicial sentence or even indictment and is not subject to judicial review." In other words, once you're put in a concentration camp, the courts can't do anything about you. and you're put there without any intervention by the courts, without any process by the courts, which is exactly what Donald Trump has done with Mr. Garcia, and it's exactly what the dictator, self-described dictator of El Salvador, bragged about yesterday in the White House. Yesterday was the day that democracy in America officially died. We no longer live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the country that the rest of the world looked up to and depended on, the country that claimed to follow the rule of law and claimed to value compassion and protection of its most valuable, of its most vulnerable people over everything else. We are now in the midst of an outright coup against our Constitution, against the United States, and against our founding ideals. Trump proclaimed it yesterday when he openly defied the Supreme Court and our founding documents with a sneer, and his neo-fascist sycophants in the room chuckled and giggled in the Oval Office. When Marco Rubio claimed that arresting and deporting a man legally living in the United States who had committed no crimes, the father of three, the husband of one, all U.S. citizens, when Marco Rubio claimed that arresting and deporting him was foreign policy that can't be overseen by the Supreme Court, and then congratulated himself on his cleverness, we saw this coup in real time. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is a legal resident of the United States. He committed no crime, and he's now held in El Salvador's most notorious concentration camp, where as many as 75 men are packed into cells designed for a fraction of that number. Prisoners are not allowed outside, not for fresh air, not for exercise. The fluorescent lights never go off. Food is minimal, plain rice or beans twice a day, and water. No possibility for appeal for him or the other 75,000 people that Bukele has arrested and imprisoned without due process. This father of three citizens, this husband of a U.S. citizen, who had been in the United States with our permission, is today packed in with savage gang members, literally rapists and murderers, in one of the most infamous and violent prisons in the entire world. He has no access to legal counsel, no information about charges or release, and the medical care is often denied except in extreme emergencies. Days blur into nights as men lie on concrete floors or sit in silence, many carving repetitive paths in the walls to stay sane. Kilmer may be doing the same, clinging to routine, to hope, to anything that reminds him that he once believed to belong to a country that promised justice. He came to this country when he was 16 from Venezuela to, or from El Salvador, to avoid gang violence. Now he's in a prison cell with those very gang members who threatened to kill him when he was 16. Donald Trump is the most lawless president in the history of this country. And he yesterday declared that essentially we are no longer a constitutional democratic republic as long as he is president. And how do you know that? Well, let's just review the Constitution of the United States. Habeas corpus is a fancy Latin term that means produce the body. And what it means legally, and has since 1215, the year 1215, when on the plane at Runnymede, King John was forced to sign the Magna Carta. What habeas corpus means is that you may not be put in jail without legal due process, without an attorney, without a judge or a jury, and without some sort of evidence against you leading to a conviction for your crime. You may not be imprisoned. And this is what Article 1, Section 9 of the United States Constitution says. The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. Now, Trump thinks he can get around Section 1, Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution by saying that, and as he did in an illegal executive order, that Venezuela has invaded America because of this Venezuelan gang that has some members here in the United States. That's his claim. But there is no invasion of America by Venezuela. The Venezuelan government has not sent anybody here. It's a complete lie. And he's using it to suspend our Constitution. And by the way, Mr. Garcia is not from Venezuela. He's an El Salvadoran. So, I mean, literally, even with Trump's lies in place, there's no basis for this. Then there's the Fifth Amendment. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Or the Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. The Seventh Amendment, the right to trial by jury shall be preserved. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Tell me, where, anywhere in the Constitution, it says that the President of the United States or the Secretary of State can simply order a person, and by the way, the Fifth Amendment does not say citizen, it says person, to be arrested and transported to a foreign hellhole concentration camp without a warrant, without an attorney, without a trial, even without advance notice that might give him a chance to protest his innocence. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled this way, this week, that Garcia was entitled to due process. Justice Sonia Sotomayor was explicit. She wrote, "The government's argument implies that it could deport and incarcerate any person, including U.S. citizens, without legal consequence, so long as it does so before a court can intervene. The proper remedy is to provide Garcia with all the process to which he would have been entitled had he not been unlawfully removed to El Salvador. That means the government must comply with its obligation to provide Garcia with due process of law, including notice and an opportunity to be heard. It must also comply with its obligations under the Convention Against Torture." And Trump's response? He gave her the middle finger, her and her eight colleagues on the U.S. Supreme Court. He said, "Screw you." And he said it to our Constitution. He said it to the founders of our republic. He said it to every soldier who ever fought or died for our country. And he said it to you and me, the American citizens. It's an open assertion by Trump that the coup that he began on January 6, 2021 has completed itself. He is now in complete defiance of our Constitution and our Supreme Court. This is a coup. Make no mistake about it. This is an overthrow of the government of the United States. It's the seizure of the government of the United States by a lawless regime in collaboration with a foreign dictator, with multiple foreign dictators. I would argue that Vladimir Putin plays a role in this. And now Trump is saying that he wants to send, you know, U.S. citizens, people like you and me, to this foreign hellhole prison. Which reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson wrote about King George II. He has refused his assent to laws. He has obstructed the administration of justice. He has made judges dependent on his will alone. He has subjected us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws. He has deprived us of the benefits of trial by jury. He has transported us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. He is taking away our charters and altering fundamentally our form of government. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit for the rule of a free people. Get in the streets this Saturday. Public opinion, Congress, the courts, we have to demand that they stand up to this. And the phone number for Congress is 202-224-3121, unless Trump is going to cancel that like he did the Social Security
number. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What say you? I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. stop what you're doing now and find out today if you're already a victim. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their million-dollar triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. I don't have many face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to start to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom to enjoy.
Hey, kid.
kissed his kids, he went to work. Built this life from legal dirt. No crime, no trial, no last goodbye. Just vanished under foreign sky. Now he sits where sunlight dies. Concrete floor and sleepless eyes. 70 men with hollow stares. And not a soul who knows he's there. One man, one cell, no charges. Torn from home by lies and marches. The law ignored, the truth denied. This is how democracies die. One man, one cell, no warning. Shadows fall without a mourning. A silent scream beneath the sky. This is how democracies die.
5 minutes past the hour, so this is interesting. You recall back on January 24th, Target, you know, the retailer, Target announced that they were going to roll back DEI. Basically, going forward, we're just going to hire white people. I mean, you know, that's not literally what they said, but rolling back DEI is generally code for that kind of thing. And, you know, at least that they expect to kind of embrace the segregationist zeitgeist that the Trump administration is promoting. And a number of groups, including black groups, have announced boycotts of Target or Target. And guess what? In November of 2021, their stock was at $266 a share. Right now, it's at $88 a share. Their stock has collapsed since they announced that they were ending DEI. There's this Lenten boycott led by black pastors, among others. Store traffic has been decreasing every single week for the last 10 weeks since they made that announcement. Meanwhile, Costco came out and said, screw you, Trump. We're going to keep our DEI program. We are going to continue to look for places where we can hire equally or better qualified minorities, women, you know, black people, et cetera, disabled people. And Costco is way up.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, tax accountants, you've heard me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution, and Blue Jay is the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use. I can't believe the excellent quality of the research responses. What a huge load off my shoulders, end quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, a generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can save. Text my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A legal showdown between the White House and the courts. Despite a Supreme Court ruling, a federal judge says the Trump administration has done nothing to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador.
Saying she's gotten no real response to her questions on the steps the government has taken to facilitate the man's release from a Salvadoran prison, Judge Paula Sinise says top U.S. officials involved in the case must now face questions in sworn depositions.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Obama praising Harvard University for rejecting President Trump's series of demands. The White House freezing $2.2 billion in federal funding to Harvard after the university refused to comply with demands to limit campus activism. A 2-year-old child wandered away from his Arizona home, found by a rancher 16 hours later, some 7 miles away, unharmed. The rancher says his dog likely protected the boy from a pair of mountain lions. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers lose to the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long night for Tyler Alexander. The Brewers' starting pitcher not only gave up 8 runs in just 4 innings, he also got hit twice. On comeback hits from Detroit batters, I asked Alexander how he was doing after the game.
It's a little tight. Yeah, the right calf. We did some work on it and just part of it. The second one wasn't that bad. It sort of hit belt. The first one stung a little bit.
The Brewers losing 9-1. Their third loss in a row, the fourth blowout of the season. Pat Murphy.
This is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
College football, Badgers offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes on installing a new offense at Wisconsin during spring practice.
If you're doing it the right way, you start with identity and talking about what your identity is. You know, every person has an identity. We're all individual creations and we all have different personalities and different physical characteristics, and a group should be the same way.
That's the Badgers' Jeff Grimes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, a diminishing breeze. Look for low temperatures by dawn to be in the upper 20s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a southeast wind developing. High temperatures warming to the upper 50s, close to 60. Currently 38 degrees.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Dan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Kicking ass. Just to finish that thought, Costco's stock is actually up to $968 a share. And as April 4th, their foot traffic has increased for 13 straight weeks. Keep in mind, Target has been down for the last 10 weeks. Target says no to DEI. Costco says yes to DEI. Costco is winning the race. You think? Meanwhile, Trump has issued a new threat against Harvard University. He was telling them, you've got to change your curriculum. You've got to change who you admit. You've got to change how you police your students and your faculty. We basically want you to do what we tell you to do. We, the government, are taking over this university. And Harvard said, screw you. Now, Harvard has a multi-billion-dollar endowment, so they can do things that much smaller colleges and universities really don't even have the option to do. Although Columbia already rolled over to Trump and said, oh, sure, we'll go along with your fascist BS. And they have a huge endowment, too. So Columbia here is looking like complete asses, fools, suckers, suck-ups. Harvard, though, is standing tall. Harvard is saying no. And so now Trump comes out and says, okay, I'm going to pull your tax-exempt status. He put this on his Nazi-infested social media site this morning. He says, perhaps Harvard should lose its tax-exempt status and be taxed as a political entity if it keeps pushing political, ideological, and terrorist-inspired sickness. Remember, tax-exempt status is totally contingent on acting in the public interest. Right. This is fascism. I mean, we've been warning about this forever. When Bush signed, George W. Bush signed the Patriot Act, I was like, This is setting the foundation for a future fascist president. Here we are. Meanwhile, a whistleblower at the National Labor Relations Board is raising some really shocking concerns. Elon Musk's Doge boys have gone into the National Labor Relations Board. Now, keep in mind, the NLRB is where if you are being screwed by your employer, you're trying to form a union and they're fighting you, which is, by the way, what's happening over at SpaceX, or at least what is alleged to be happening at SpaceX, Musk's company. Then the NLRB has all this information. They have the names of the whistleblowers. They have the names of the union leaders. They have the names of the people who brought the complaint. All of this is supposed to be confidential. Well, the Doge kids went in and created a back door and just started exporting gigabytes of data out of the National Labor Relations Board. This is completely illegal. NPR did this is like a 15-page story. Jenna McLaughlin over at NPR was published yesterday. What Doge engineers did when they were granted access, particularly when those staffers noticed a spike in data leading the agency. It's possible the data included sensitive information on unions, ongoing legal cases, that would include the legal cases against Musk, and corporate secrets, and had nothing to do with making the government more efficient or cutting spending. Members of the Doge team asked that their activities not be logged into the system and then appeared to try to cover their tracks behind them, turning off monitoring tools and manually deleting records of their access. Evasive behavior similar to what criminal or state-sponsored hackers would do. The employees at NLRB grew concerned that the NLRB's confidential data could be exposed, particularly when they started detecting suspicious login attempts from IP addresses in Russia. Keep in mind, is it Big Balls or was it one of the other guys runs a website in Russia that works for Musk? The NLRB, this whistleblower is saying the FBI should be looking into this. Of course, Pam Bondi, and Akash Patel are running the FBI. That ain't going to happen. They're concerned that this data could be abused, including by private companies with cases before the agency that might get insights into damaging testimony, union leadership, legal strategies, and internal data on competitors, Musk's SpaceX among them. It could also, I'm reading from NPR, it could also intimidate whistleblowers who might speak up about unfair labor practices, and it could sow distrust in the NLRB's independence. Exposure by this whistleblower is, quote, corroborated by internal documentation. It was reviewed by 11 technical experts. NPR spoke to over 30 sources. This comes on the heels of testimony in more than a dozen cases across the United States that reveal how DOGE has rapidly gained access to private, financial, and personal information on hundreds of millions of Americans, including you and me. This is information that can be sold for a fortune. This is information that could be used by a social media site to target individual Americans for specific types of propaganda to influence their political views. This is really valuable stuff, and it has been stolen from our government, apparently, according to NPR, by these hackers in the employ of Mr. Musk or under the supervision or whatever the rubric is these days. There needs to be a criminal investigation of this. So what say you? Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm concerned about is this coming election. You know, Trump has repeatedly said that he wants to run for a third term.
Yeah.
He's going to suspend the Constitution, and he's not going to allow anybody else to. He's going to stay in power. But the purpose of my call is this. I think we need a unified message. We need everybody out there who is protesting Trump. We should be saying impeach everywhere.
Yeah.
To put pressure on the GOP. And the message should be impeach, impeach, impeach. This guy is breaking the law every single day. And we need to get him out of there.
And not I just him. Marco Rubio, Pam Bondi, what's her name, the HHS, Kristi Noem. I mean, the whole bunch of them appear to be breaking the law.
Well, yeah, but Trump is the one, they're all bending the knee to this guy.
Yeah.
And so I think we could get some Republicans to join on an impeachment call. But if anybody on all these protests everywhere had a unifying message of impeachment,
yeah.
I think that could have a lot of pressure on the Republicans, I think, too.
Well, that's a great sign for the protests on Saturday. Impeach the bums.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, that is my comment for the day, Tom. And thank you for everything you're doing, because you are the hope for, that's what I listen to.
Well, there's a lot of good progressive hosts out there, Alfredo. Thank you for your compliments. And, you know, we work our butts off here, but we're not the only ones.
No, you're doing a great job. All of you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks, Alfredo. Good talking to you. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Like everybody, I want something done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking about when we sent postcards to Paul Ryan. Do you remember the mailbags full of postcards we sent?
Oh, you're talking like 15 years ago when he was Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
And this was when he was trying to, this was during the Obama administration when he wanted to throw grandma off the cliff.
Yes.
I remember it well.
Yes. Okay. I checked. A stamped postcard is 62 cents. So if I send one to each one of my Republican representatives to their office and their house, and one each to my senator, I need 14, which is $8.66. So anybody out there, you want to join in, and let's see if we can't just dump a million postcards on these people the way we did with Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to know, you know, impeach now. Have you no shame? Come up with something. Yeah, we know what you're doing. We know what you're not doing.
Yeah.
You're selling us out. How much money do you need to sell the country?
Show up for a town hall.
Yeah. And, you know, but to me, you know, all these Christians, you know, God's watching you. How about Mike Johnson? Send some to the Louisiana governor to have him recalled.
Yeah.
You know, people forget that you can recall these representatives.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a vote of confidence on them and have them recalled and replace them.
Yeah, depending on the state, and, but in most states, yes.
Depending on the state, yes. But, you know, everybody's saying we need to do something. Well, Bernie used to tell us, not me, us.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not me, it's all of us.
Yep.
And, you know, he has 36,000 people show up to listen to him. That would be 36,000 postcards if each person sent one.
He had 12,500 in Idaho yesterday, and that and the, and it capped out at 12,500 because that's all the stadium would hold.
I know.
So,
and,
yeah.
You know, so are we just going to sit back and do nothing?
No,
you
we're
know,
not.
Is it going to take
no,
the world court when he? Is it going to take the world court to have him arrested for stealing Gaza?
Yeah. We are going to be in the streets on Saturday again, and we're going to continue this every... I don't know how frequently we're going to be doing these things. I'm guessing every 2 weeks, but, you know, regular protest works. Norma, thank you so much. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Norma's a real inspiration. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 45 minutes past. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Native Path Collagen is made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of the brands use a rainbow of fillers and fibers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's collagen recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes better than other brands, no clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit GetNativePath.com/Tom, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom, and start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom.
J.D. Vance, you're just a tale they sell. While real folks struggle in a system built to fail. It's a J.D. Vance, L.G. Griff, sell lies with a smile, cause you never want to drift. From the suburbs to the Senate, you climb so high. On the backs
of...
Welcome
back, 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Well, you know, Tom, I'm 67. I live out here in Washington, which is an open carry state. I've been a peace-loving, live-and-let-live guy my entire life, and I still am. And I'm going to be out Saturday at that peaceful protest. But I think what's coming down the pike is if these protests really become successful in doing what we want them to do, Trump will declare indivisible, which I'm a member of the local chapter, you know, hands off, Antifa. He's going to declare us all domestic terrorists.
He's trying to do that right now with NPR and PBS. He's claiming that they're woke when they just report the damn news.
And then he's going to order ICE to go start arresting, doing exactly what they did in Portland, only on a large scale.
I think you're
just
right.
Just snagging people up. All right? So now, for the first time in my life, I've had a handgun for 20 years, never wanted to carry it, but as soon as he declares indivisible a domestic terrorist group, I will start carrying my .45. Everywhere I go, because this is an open carry state.
That's a big gun.
Never wanted to. Never had and thought I'd have to in America.
Well.
And I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of the locals or crime. It's because I'm afraid of my own damn government.
That's amazing.
I am not going to get pushed into a van and whisked away to some gulag. We'll settle it right here on the street corner before that happens to me.
Well, you'll be dead then, Mark. Are you sure you want to take that path? Because you pull a gun on ICE and you will not be alive a minute later.
You know what, Tom? I'd rather be dead than a gulag.
Yeah. Well, I get that.
I'm 67. I might have thought different if I was 30. But at 67? No. That ain't happening to me.
I get it. Mark, thank you. Thanks for the call. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say that
I believe that I'm ASPE or on the spectrum, and I've been listening to what Trump's been saying, and he has said that he will respect the Supreme Court, but no other court. And what the Supreme Court did the other day was 9-0 affirmed the lower court and sent it back to the lower court.
Right. Stephen Miller's lies notwithstanding, yes.
Is it possible that the Supreme Court could take that up to their level and make the, you know, test his word? He says he respects the Supreme Court, and let's find out once and for all, you know, are we in a crisis or not?
Yeah. The question in my mind, clearly what John Roberts did was he kind of carefully crafted this middle ground where Trump had plenty of wiggle room and plenty of latitude, and yet the court appeared to be affirming basic constitutional principles that we find in Article 1, Section 9, and in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments to the Constitution. He put this thing together, and it was kind of this mealy-mouthed thing. But the question in my mind, he did this to get all nine on board, right? The question in my mind is, did he do this because he was at risk of having a 5-4 decision against Trump, or because he was at risk of having a 5-4 decision that supported Trump? Because this decision is a little bit of both, right? And we don't know that. We don't know the answer to that question. We don't know if Amy Coney Barrett or John Roberts himself are ready to join the liberals in saying we will defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. I think we can safely assume that Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas, who are no friends to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights and are arguably some of the most corrupt Supreme Court justices in the history of the United States, I'd say worse than Samuel Chase, the only guy who's been impeached, whose main crime was that he was a drunk, you know, back in the early 1800s. But, you know, the question in my mind is, why did Roberts do it this way? And I suspect that there's going to be a couple more cases that are going to hit the court, and they're going to have to grant cert to at least one of them. And eventually we're going to find out who is selling out American democracy and who is defending American democracy on the Supreme Court. Inquiring minds want to know. Mike?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, you covered it. The only other thing I'd like to say is somebody needs to call in and talk about Rachel Maddow last night and the death file. That thing scares me more than
the fact that Social Security is designating people who are in the country legally and have Social Security numbers legally applied to them, but they are not U.S. citizens, as being dead, so that their banks will close their accounts, their driver's licenses will be canceled, you know, trying to get them to, quote, self-deport. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. This is another crime against America. Mike, thank you so much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At a hearing Tuesday, a federal judge giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove they're working to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a wrongly deported Maryland man sent to a notorious El Salvador prison.
The Justice Department pointing to comments in the Oval Office from Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, a close Trump ally who declared he would not release Abrego Garcia.
Of course, I'm not going to do it.
The judge brushing aside Bukele's words, saying they are not evidence. The White House claims Abrego Garcia, who is from El Salvador, is a gang member.
ABC's Rachel Scott. A leak investigation at the Pentagon leaving two of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's close confidants escorted out of the building. Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, who had been serving as the Defense Department's deputy chief of staff, both placed on administrative leave. Federal judge overturning a Biden-era policy capping credit card late fees at $8. The judge claiming the rule was illegal. This is ABC News.